Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
It's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities. Because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel bad, small. So we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies, misery, social significance, and blackness, statism, and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right. What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control. Two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control. The CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. See you, Corey.
Government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwashed people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTA's late News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take us.
We're live, folks. Stay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Himself with the truth. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry.
It's hard to turn that off, isn't it?
Always count on me, darling, from that day on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here.
I'll be there when you want.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central. InfoWars Nightly News with our great crew. We appreciate all your support out there, listeners and viewers, and your prayers. I am your host, Alex Jones, and it is 8-7. It is August 7th, 2014. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. Again, every day the news just gets more out of control. And I look back to 19 and a half years ago, first getting on air, and thinking about the time to come when open world government and the planetary, authoritarian, totalitarian, autocratic technocracy would be established, because Zbigniew Brzezinski, Carol Quigley, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the UN, UNESCO, the eugenics boards all had told us they were going to do this. And everything that they'd said 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years before, they had already completed. Not always exactly the way they wanted to do it, but they were guiding our world. They were in control to a great extent. And being a student of history, just because I found it to be so informative, enlightening, entertaining, riveting, captivating, I knew that I was basically living in a science fiction movie. And I've been saying that for 19 years on air. We were living in a science fiction movie then. And we're living in even more of one now. It is fantastical and even more wondrous and even more bizarre because it's real. That's why I can be walking down the street in Austin and even see an actor or somebody that I like. And I don't even say hi to them, because compared to the cosmos, compared to all the incredible wonders in the universe, or bats flying around in my backyard and nesting in the outside fireplace, or my children playing, or the wonders of just life on this planet, it just doesn't even matter. And then I see the general public totally captivated and narcissistic, artificially conditioned to be so from birth, reading People magazine and Us magazine, and everyone trying to act cool and strut around with all the trappings of power. It makes me almost want to just do my show from a cabin in the woods or something. Or to run to the hills and do a one-hour briefing once a week from a mountaintop or something. Because it's just, I need to get out of it. I need to get away from it. I need to unplug from it. Just being around it is so crushing to my spirit. Not that my spirit's crushed, it's expanding and energized and opening up to the universe and all of God's mysteries and wonders. It's so amazing to be alive, the gift of consciousness that I can recognize beauty and that you can recognize beauty and that we can share it together. It's just fantastic. But then juxtaposed against all the good in the world is all the twisted lies and fraud. And the twisted lies and fraud in myself. Just the fact that I have knowledge of good and evil and knowledge of how the globalists operate, I feel dirty even knowing it. It's like if you're walking along through a field and you come across a dead cow that's been dead for about a week, and maggots are literally pouring off of it, and other things like termites. People usually mistake a dead carcass on the side of the road, maggots, for termites. You got to try working on a ranch and being tasked to drag something like that off of the tractor, which any farm boy's done. And you're not the dead horse or cow, but just dragging it away, you feel dirty and bad. You see what I'm saying? Nietzsche said, "Do not look into the abyss lest you become the abyss." And even though I have become informed and enlightened to a high degree, in my view, compared to people that are totally unconscious. That's no trick at all. Take the blinders off. Admit you're being manipulated. Admit there's a larger universe around you. Admit that we're being bred like cattle and conditioned, and you will immediately jump four or five levels consciously, intellectually, spiritually, where you were previous, buying into the world. When you say the world is the artificial construct of the political system and the priesthood of the Illuminati that seek to control and shutter consciousness and free will in the name of giving you free will. They don't want you to have the real free will, the knowledge of good and evil. It's a riddle, because in the garden, they had free will, but they didn't have the knowledge of good and evil yet. They were given the free will to be deceived and take the knowledge of good and evil. And then it was like a virus of evil understanding and evil technology. Not the technology's evil itself, the evil technology of mind warfare, of twisted thinking, of disinformation. And it's a riddle within a riddle. That we have free will. But then what did we get in the garden? Even if I don't believe in that and see it as a parable or an allegory, it's very helpful. To where they had the free will to eat of the fruit, but once they ate of the fruit, they became dead inside. They obviously weren't completely dead inside, but now they had that aspect to dark knowledge, dark logic, twisted thinking. And then those paradigms in ancient civilization, as civilization formed, began to spin out from that point. And then the priest, the early priesthoods across all cultures, would get the knowledge of good and evil, but then return people back to a false garden where they believe they're innocent and don't really even understand free will. And then the priests create a world only based on the dark, twisted logic and the dark, twisted algorithms so that the people never even become free and intelligent and awake and open. So understand, you go from the perfect innocence of the garden, but free will, into the knowledge of good and evil. And then through the knowledge of good and evil, evil is purified, is built up to then invert things and remove the knowledge of good until there is a crystallized form of wickedness that then operates to destroy all life on the planet and rewrite it in a silicon anti-free will system. And I'm not trying to lay out sophisticated things here. If you understand it, it's not sophisticated. If you don't understand it, it's because you don't have the knowledge of good and evil. You have it there, but it's never been activated in you. See, I'm not in the garden, but I'm back at the point of the knowledge of good and evil. And many people are at the point of the knowledge of good and evil. So that we have the knowledge of good and the knowledge of evil. See, we always had the free will, but the virus hadn't been injected yet. The knowledge, the data cube, had not been downloaded yet. The virus had not been downloaded yet. Because before, you were just good. When you get the knowledge of good and evil, you learn you were good, and now there's evil. So now you can begin to look into the abyss, and when you dance with the devil, he don't change, baby. You change. I change. And that's why I am of the devil. This whole world has been already rewritten by the dark knowledge, by the dark matter, by the systems of twisted thinking. Does this make sense? Anybody in there?
Total sense. Thank you. Yes.
No, it's like a preacher here. I'm saying to the crowd out there, amen to that, brothers. No, I'm serious. And so I can sit here and cover all this incredible news and the big guest we've got coming up today and all of it. But in the final equation, The general public is out of their minds. Mentally ill is the word you could use. I mean, look at what they put up with. Look at what I put up with. Look at what you put up with. And it's when we break with the evil and say, we don't want to be part of this. This is bad. But we begin to turn the corner. It's the knowledge of good and evil, then making the choice that I want to be good. We'll be back with unbelievable news. I will get to all of it. Stay with us.
When an emergency happens, you'll be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere, and the threat of bioterrorism is always at hand. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there's a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver offers a safe and effective means of fighting pathogens and can help defeat the root of these problems. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code October2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. said, one love, one life. When it's one need in the night, one love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
Your soul leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. You become a biological android serving the world system, only responding to its stimuli, empty, beyond a slave. I want to open the phones up on this Thursday edition for first-time callers yet again on what you think the most important news issues are or any questions or comments you have. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let me just read headlines and I'll go back into all of it. Bloomberg, Ebola cases mixed with malaria amid slow-motion disaster. Rare recess hearing to deal with Ebola threat in Congress. Ebola spreads to Nigeria. Government declares emergency. Washington Post. AP. Spain priest with Ebola stable in Madrid hospital. That's not a typo. That's the headline from AP. Spain priest. Spanish priest. They said Spain priest. Hispaniola priest with Ebola stable in Madrid hospital.
That's a terrible headline.
Continuing, New York hospital patients test negative for Ebola. Good news, AP. Expert panel to consult on Ebola, New York Times. What you need to just know to survive an Ebola outbreak before the panic could potentially start. An excellent article up on Infowars.com by Mac Slavo. I want to get on as a guest sometime. Another article by Michael Snyder on Infowars.com. It is becoming clear we are not prepared for an Ebola pandemic. Yeah, why are they bringing Ebola patients to Germany, Spain, and the U.S.? Unprecedented, just absolute recklessness when they can't even contain it at hospitals in Africa. The truth about Ebola, Paul Joseph Watson on CBS with Dick Morris. And he breaks down that propaganda. Paul Joseph Watson joins Dick Morris on his CBS show to discuss how the feds are handling Ebola and media narratives concerning the crisis. Interesting headline there. Continuing, too big to fail has not ended. It's only gotten worse. Despite mission accomplished announcement, the big giant banks are worse than ever. This is the stuff I read all day before I get on air. It gets me so wound up. Whistleblower, Fed highly alarmed about Bitcoin conquering dollar system. Internal report reveals cryptocurrency would supersede existing Fed monopoly within 12 years. Vladimir Putin signs historic $20 billion oil deal with Iran to bypass Western sanctions. Russian government will help Iran bring its oil to market. That's out of the London Telegraph. Let's move right along to this stack of news. Afghan official. General's killer hid in a bathroom to kill the major general. He opened fire when the general walked into view as part of the country's National Guard trained by the NATO U.S. forces. And they said an assault weapon did it in the Associated Press and talked about how deadly they are and how bad they are. So I guess the answers take all assault weapons away from the troops. They already do that when the generals and people come around. I mean, this is the world where even the military can't be trusted. Only robots can be trusted, you see. And here's another article. Store owner says bank accounts closed because he was selling guns. Daily Caller reports this is happening all over the country. This is happening all over the country where you can't have a gun shop, can't sell guns even legally. The big banks, everybody, newspapers won't take your ads. It's total racketeering, organized crime, groups working together to shut down free speech in this country. It is a big deal. But meanwhile, actor Bo Bridges praises James Brady's firearms fight, calling it courageous when pigs like this guy have bodyguards on record and own guns in many cases, like Michael Moore. Absolute trash. Just like all the rest of the Hollywood folks that don't want to pay taxes but want to raise yours. Facial recognition to find lost dogs. I meant to mention this yesterday. Oh, the face scanners on the streets will be looking for your dog. Of course, they're tracking everything you do as well. Oh, good, that'll stop crime? No, the government lets all the criminals basically run free. AKA the open border, the latest on Ebola when we come back, the latest on Russia, the latest on the borders, the latest on the DO.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Seven Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Move it on over. Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in. This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all. So ease it on over.
Move it on over. Ladies and gentlemen.
Drag it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, old dog, cause a new dog's moving in.
We're seeing happen here with immigration and the open border is just the open declaration of war against all law, against all due process, against all fairness and total discrimination. Just like over 2,000 major globalist companies are tax exempt from the Obamacare mandate, a hamburger place like McDonald's right next to a mom and pop, McDonald's is exempt. They can pay their employees more, have lower priced food, not having the insurance, and put the hamburger place next door to them out of business. Look at that discrimination. But health care is for the children, even though it's death panels. That's the same thing with the open borders. Just legalize whoever they want, whenever they want, by executive action, not even an executive order. And then Joe Biden and everybody else comes out and says, they're children. They're our children. Just like Nancy Pelosi said. And then we sit here like children ourselves and go, yeah, children from China and Africa and Mexico and Guatemala, they're ours. They get here and no, who they are is the state's children, just like Russia would do in the Soviet Union, to be raised, to literally be bots of the system, just like the Hitler Youth.
These are not somebody else's kids. These are our kids. These are the children that lift the national ambitions of each of these countries aloft. And
he cares so much.
It's a tragedy. Oh. The countries were losing them. And for us not being able to solve every one of their problems.
Oh, he cares. We need to take that video clip and just loop it with images of dead kids being bombed by the, quote, U.S. and by al-Qaeda forces that work for the globalists in Syria. And then take another one and just show starving kids in America or kids shot in Chicago. I mean, it's such a joke. They're working as hard as they can to break the country, to get rid of our industry, to shut down our power plants, to make us dependent, to sterilize and abort as many kids as they can. And then he's like, these are our kids. We're going to get to that news, more on Russia, new ISIS news, and a lot more. But first, we're going to take some of your phone calls, because I want to try to work more calls into the broadcast when we can. But before I go any further, please don't forget this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And when you go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, you find really high quality, freshly produced, non-GMO foods, great customer service, 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. I think you're crazy if you don't have storable foods in these crazy times, a shelter in place or whatever else is needed. And the best part is it's insurance you can eat. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, again, we have this radio show on AM and FM across the country, Global Shortwave, the Internet, 4 years, 5 years on XM Sirius, huge listening audience, very successful there until the Democrats got involved and had a campaign to have us thrown off, which did happen last year, which is fine. That's what they do. People are like, how could you be on this? Well, I mean, the New World Order didn't like it and got us kicked off. The point is, don't take this show for granted. And that's why you should spread the word about every AM and FM station you hear us on. That's why you should tell people about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and the other sites that carry our news, like DrudgeReport.com. That's why you should become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. And if you are a member, this is our platform that's harder for them to censor when we get censored on YouTube and other platforms. And I've had to file lawsuits to keep us on YouTube, okay? People say, well, why'd you do that? Well, they advertise as an open platform. And as a public commons, we follow the rules. It's our information and your information that makes it of value, like a public swap meet or a farmer's market. And so it's become a public commons. And there's some good people at YouTube, by the way. They're not all bad. The globalists are obviously on top of it with Google. But we've had to, file lawsuits on people that were trying to kick us off YouTube before. Just a warning to people that make false claims and stuff. I mean, I do sue people because I'm going to reach billions. You have to understand that. Or I'm going to die trying. So when you get in my way and you actually start stopping me, people that are always trying to get in my way and wonder why I don't sue them is because you didn't draw any blood. You start drawing blood, high-powered lawyers start suing you. You start going into depositions, you start getting drugs through court. Your bank accounts start getting drained. Anyways, I don't know why I'm going off on that point. This is a war, though, to be on air. This wasn't easy. I have clawed and scraped up a muddy hill for 22 years, 19 plus on air. 2 plus years to get on air. I have climbed through the barbed wire, through the political landscape, to bring people this war against tyranny. Okay, and I'm not perfect, but I'm in the fight, folks. I'm swinging for the fences here. And I know you realize that. We're all in this together. But I need everyone who hasn't become a PrisonPlanet.tv member to see the nightly news, all my films, the commercial-free video, audio podcast. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it takes 60 seconds to sign up. You can get multiple months free when you sign up for a year, or $5.95 a month. Each membership is 15 cents a day. 11 people can use it. So that comes down to a little over a penny a day per person. Do the math. So get it. Get your friends and family to watch. Download the films you want. Burn them to disc. A lot of other films have been authorized to be posted on there. This is our place. Okay, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. These are our operations to then flood the enemy transmission sites with our information. We jack in to the mind control matrix through these ports. But our ports are under attack. Our ports we have to pour money into to keep up and deal with the dirty tricks and the sabotage and the rest of it. You never hear about it. So realize it is a war, and these are gun emplacements firing on enemy forces, blowing their major capital ships into burning hulks. We are smashing through their lies. We are overrunning their positions because the enemy is pathetic. Their whole program is to attack mesmerized, unconscious zombies. Anyone can fight them. Truth stands up if it's said by a little old lady on crutches who's had a stroke and can hardly talk. Her utterance that the New World Order is a fraud and evil and anti-human and anti-God shakes it to its core. It tells you you don't have power because you do have power. So I want to see everyone go and become PrisonPlanet.tv members, and I want to see you download the material off of it and make hard copies and create backup archives and libraries in your home for what's coming in the future. And to put it on access television. A lot of TV stations, don't wait for orders from headquarters. You're authorized. You've been doing it. We've got a form on there that authorizes it for commercial TV or for access TV, whatever. Just download the nightly news, put it on your TV station. People are doing that all over. They're not waiting for orders from headquarters. There is no headquarters. That's why we cannot be stopped. We have the truth. We have God on our side if we take action. So again, become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Do it today. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. Try the X2 Super Nation Iodine. Try the Super Male Vitality, the Super Female Vitality that goes in and blocks all these artificial hormones they've been adding to our food and water. And helps your body create its own natural enzymes and things. Just go research the information. InfoWarsLife.com. Fuel our operation. Mid-air refueling. Fuel us and you get this commitment. You will get absolute Americana, love of liberty, love of justice, love of stomping on tyrants, savage attack on the New World Order, 110% going in. You want an information warfare kamikaze attack? This is it, ladies and gentlemen. And believe me, we've already flown through the enemy repeatedly, and we only get stronger on the other side every time we ram up against the enemy. They can be absolutely destroyed if we find our soul, our heart again, and repent. And stop using evil systems of thought, evil systems of manipulation. And just straightforward, shoot straight in life. That's what it's all about. And that means telling the truth about the New World Order. It's bad for everybody. Even the technocrats at top that think they're become God men and are going to merge with the cybernetic interfaces. So again, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We fund our operation. We're expanding our operation the old-fashioned way by selling high-quality products at extremely low prices, and we appreciate your support. High-quality water filters that cut out the fluoride and the glyphosates and the rest of it at the lowest price out there, promo code WATER, 10% off. And then you get a great water filter that I personally use, that you've heard the rave reviews, that cuts out almost everything, and then you support the transmission. Win, 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 win. Winning. Symbiotic relationships. That's what we're about here, ladies and gentlemen. And we will defend your rights. You will defend our rights. I am with you. You are with me. It's real simple. I love working hard. I love fighting tyrants. But, I mean, I'll be honest. I would never commit suicide, ladies and gentlemen. I love life so much. But I'll be quite honest with people. Somebody walks up to me in public and blows my brains out. You just got me off work, ladies and gentlemen. You think I'm afraid of any of it? I'm afraid of nothing other than failing. I'm afraid of not being a good person. I'm afraid of my soul not being lined up, pointed at God. And I'm afraid of not going with God. Vaya con Dios. That's all I'm afraid of. I'm free. Has anybody figured that out yet? New World Order kills me. All they've done is punched me out of work. And people say, don't tell them what you're afraid of. Obviously, I don't want to be in a torture camp. Obviously, I don't want to be kept for 30 years in a dungeon. But if that's the cost, I tell you, I'm not afraid to die. I'm afraid of that. And I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for it all. You can even destroy my mind. You'll never get my soul. You think God counts it when you torture somebody into giving up? No. Those people go right to God. And that's where I want to be for eternity in the universe and all the things God's got ready for us, all the great adventures. This is only the beginning. This is only boot camp. And I want to get out of here with an A+. You understand that? This isn't a game, people. This is the real deal. All right, let's go ahead and take a couple of these phone calls. And then Department of Justice report says regions near Mexico border most crime-ridden in the U.S. except for Chicago. Everywhere run by the evil New World Order is a cesspit of pain because that's what they like. They're pointed at their God. They've gone with their God. They've gone with the devil. How do you say that in Spanish? Visa con Dios. Go with God.
Vaya con Satanás.
Yeah, that's their slogan. Vaya. Sounds better to say vaya con Diablo.
Yeah, vaya con Diablo.
Yeah, not me. No. No. Not going with Diablo. Because I got enough Diablo in me to know where that really goes. And let me tell you something. I'm not signing on to any of that. The devil sells it like a hot cheerleader with a devil tail. That's not what the devil's like. At the bottom of a spider hole, there's a big mean spider going to suck your soul out. Nothing but pain and anguish and dishonor and weakness. I don't want any part of it. I'm not even getting to the news yet. Let me just go to your phone calls like I said I would. Let's talk to Dakota in Nevada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I want to talk about the precedent that's being set by the police not following the Constitution and where that points us as people and how we're expected, you know, to lay down our arms. If the police can't even protect us, then who's left?
Well, no, that's the breakdown of society, and that's why you see sheriffs and police chiefs everywhere with a look of manliness on their faces, but concern, their eyes wide open, their eyes focused. Black sheriffs, Hispanic sheriffs, white sheriffs, you name it, police chiefs everywhere. There was more yesterday saying the government is creating lawlessness. There is a crime wave. Buy guns, defend yourselves. Always carry a gun. Go out and get basic training with it. You know, we're with you because they care about humanity. You're going to see cops say, we're going to defend the Constitution and Bill of Rights. We know evil's taking over. Or they're going to say, I don't care, I can do whatever I want. You're going to see those two things happen as America circles the black hole. As you go faster and faster and faster into that vortex. So, places like Chicago and New York are just going to collapse. And in the suburbs, they'll be fine in Chicago. They've got the actual middle-class people. In Chicago, one area is nice and safe. The next area is a living hell. Who's going to see compartmentalization? L.A. is going to collapse. It already is collapsing. It's already burning. I mean, last time I was in L.A., I was sitting there literally at somebody's house in this big swimming pool with a butler bringing me iced tea with women laid out in bikinis with ash raining down. And the time I'd been there before at a movie star's house, there was ash raining down that time. I mean, ash like hell. And as I flew in, there was a city was burning all over. And you could just feel the spirit of the town. The saint of Los Angeles, El Diablo. And I was like, this is hell. I need to get out of here. And I've been invited out there literally 50 times since then or more. And I've not gone. No, no, no. I will not set foot in Los Angeles. I mean, it is a real spirit of evil. You don't feel it in Santa Cruz. You don't feel it in San Diego. You don't even feel it in San Francisco. You feel it in L.A., man. Whew. I will not get near it. Anyways, anything else, caller?
I just had one more question, and that's how far do you think this is going to go before anybody wakes up?
Bioweapons being released. I don't know if it's this with the Ebola. Probably not. Billions dead. World government. Robots on the streets, drones flying around with taser guns. Told people about that 15 years ago. It's now rolled out. Just armored vehicles, disease, almost complete infertility in the population. It'll just exponentially grow in the decades to come until, if God doesn't intervene, no flesh will be spared. And Joel Osteen will be on TV the whole time. Name it and claim it, and you know, the big mega churches will have their counselors telling their wives to divorce their husbands and worship the government. It'll just be just absolute Satanism in the streets. That answer your question?
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate your call. We're going to go to Jordan and Zach and John and Rob and others. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And we'll just continue steaming forward with your calls. And we have a special guest joining us on the Global Meltdown and more. Stay with us.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids.
We're going to go right back to your phone calls. And then Bill Bonner, who's a famous entrepreneur, famous best-selling author, is going to be joining us about his new book that's coming out. He's a two-time New York Times best-selling author, historian, economist, entrepreneur. You see him on television a lot as an analyst. And he's going to be joining us to give us a global view on the economy and where the world is going. Hey guys, I had his book in here last week. Will somebody find that for me or get me the info on his book so that we can break that down when he comes on with us? I know he doesn't really want to come on about the book, but I want to talk about that some. Thank you. That's coming up. And then we have joining us as well, Joel Skousen, who's also lived all over the world and is an expert on pandemics and strategic relocation. Not even so much saying this Ebola is going to become a pandemic here in the U.S. Obviously, Africa, it already has a tragedy. But what would another bioweapon or something getting out look like? What would the panicking look like? Like, re-pull me that article from yesterday about, I think it was 30 things you need to know about the Ebola thing, and then I've got another one today. I want to go over that with him in the third hour today. Let's go back to your calls. Jordan in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, first off, I just want to let you know I'm a former SEER instructor in the United States Air Force. For those listeners that don't know, a SEER instructor is a survival, evasion, resistance, and escape specialist. What we do is we teach people how to survive in the woods if they were to go down behind enemy lines, and ultimately, if they were to be captured, how to make it through the prisoner of war camp. Now, my comments are on Sergeant Bergdahl. What's the deal with this whole situation? This guy was clearly a deserter, and this investigator, I don't know what his findings were, but the situation is utterly ridiculous. His entire, all the soldiers that were with him have clearly said that he was a deserter. He left a note saying that he was leaving. Why is this even being allowed to go forward? Why is he not being hung on the steps of the National Mall? I mean, that's what is called for in the UCMJ when you commit treason.
Well, that's interesting, sir. Where do you see all this going?
World War III. I mean, with everything that's going on in Russia and Ukraine right now, Obama is pissing Putin off. It is not looking good. He is having, you know, a unit measuring contest, so to say, right now with Putin. All the thing that going in Africa, the Ebola, man, it's scaring the ever-loving crap out of me. It's going to global war is what they're trying to do. I see by 2016, martial law is definitely going to be cleared so that Obama will try to stay in office. And once that happens, civil war will erupt. Other countries will see us as weak, and then they'll move in and try to swoop in on us while we're weak.
Well, I know this. A major time of global change is upon us, and that's why the Chinese are saying they're going to grab the Philippines or areas of it and parts of Japan that Japan claims are their islands. That's why you see Al-Qaeda moving into Africa under IS. That's why you see the West moving into Ukraine. It's why you see all these new alliances being made in the BRICS. It's why you see Homeland Security clamping down. We're going into a mafia-based economy, and the military admits they're getting ready for collapse. But the troops are being told, oh, we don't know why this happened. No, we've been maneuvered into this position under Agenda 21. And again, Cloward and Piven is only one aspect or one university perspective on how to wreck the country to make us domestic slaves. And that's what this has come down to. We could sit here and look at all the different angles, all the different parts, all of it all day, and have excuses for why they do this or why they do that. Bottom line, the globalists want to wreck this society to control us. That's how they politically dominate us. It's a form of siege. John, you're up next. Then Zach, Rob, Jeff, and many others. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives. A serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.